Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now at 5, round 2 of the public impeachment hearings this morning, we're live on Capitol Hill with who is set to take the stand.
Plus, 5 men now under arrest in connection to the deadly Halloween mass shooting at an Airbnb house party. This morning, a look at the evidence police are now making public.
And a Bay Area park ranger murdered by his own son who had just been kicked out of a homeless shelter. Good morning. It is Friday, November 15th. I'm Kenny Chore.
And I'm Michelle Griego. Let's get right over to Mary Lee. It's Friday, finally, Mary. Aren't you happy?
Oh my goodness, our favorite day of the week. Finally, Friday, we made it to the end of the work week, and we are looking at brighter weather today and especially into the weekend. So your weather headlines, if you're heading out the door for work and school, it's a cloudy start and some spotty, patchy drizzle, few sprinkles out there in spots. As we go through our afternoon, though, we are going to catch that gradual clearing with milder daytime highs, so a little bit warmer compared to yesterday, and we're going to continue with that brighter weather as we look ahead to the weekend with more sunshine and warmer temperatures. So as we go through the day, looking at Concord in the upper 60s, as well as for Fairfield and Livermore, 67 in San Jose, 66 in Oakland, and 65 for San Francisco. We'll talk about that weekend forecast coming up. Gianna?
All right, I'm ready for the weekend. Mary, taking a look at the roadways right now. If you are commuting along the peninsula, so far so good. 101 in both directions, clear as you head out of San Mateo, northbound all the way towards SFO. 280 also off to a great start. We did have a minor snag in the clearing stages on the Holly off-ramp to 101. That has now been cleared. All lanes are open. You can access 101 with no problems off of Holly Street there. So looking good along the peninsula. Just north of there, keep in mind the Dreamforce convention closures are already in place. The convention doesn't happen until next week, but Howard Street is closed between 3rd and 4th. This is near the Moscone Center. They are recommending to use public transit. So if you are headed there next week, BART, Muni will have some reroutes, but you will see some congestion over the weekend as well due to the closures.
I'm Ann Makovic at the Live News Desk, and we are following the latest out of Hong Kong this morning as those protests continue. Police have now opened an investigation, a murder investigation, into the death of a 70-year-old hit by a brick allegedly thrown by a protester. One of several incidents of major violence there in the past week. A police officer shot an activist in the torso. A man was set on fire while arguing with protesters, and a 22-year-old student fell from a building during a police operation. The pro-democracy demonstrators are still occupying the Chinese university, but some have been leaving their posts. So it is a fluid situation. We're keeping our eye on there in Hong Kong. Back to you.
Developing news this morning. 5 suspects arrested in connection with that deadly Halloween shooting in Orinda. KPIX 5's Jackie Ward is live in Orinda with the latest on this. Jackie?
Kenny, finally a break in the case. 5 people are now in police custody, including Jaquez Sweeney, who was a standout basketball player for Drake just a couple of years ago, and Jason Isles Jr., who played basketball also for Tamalpais High School in the recent past. Both Sweeney and Isles were arrested in Marin yesterday and are in jail this morning. 3 others are also in police custody: LeBron Wallace of San Mateo, Shamron Mitchell of Antioch, and Devin Williamson of Vallejo. Police say these 5 men are connected to the deadly mass shooting that happened a little more than 2 weeks ago on Halloween night. This is cell phone video neighbors in Marin City shot early yesterday morning. A heavily armored battalion of SWAT officers swarmed a public housing project to make 2 of the arrests. We spoke to the mayor of Orinda about the update in the investigation.
Certainly some people I think will take great comfort in knowing that there have been arrests.
Still unexplained is this surveillance video that shows 2 men brandishing weapons immediately following the initial gunshots. It's unclear whether they were among those arrested, so that's why we're still not showing their faces. The Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office has not told us what went down leading up to this shooting, but they did reveal one minor detail, or maybe it turns out to be a major detail, that 2 of the victims found inside the house had guns on him that they say may have played a role in this tragedy. Live in Orinda, Jackie Ward, KPIX 5.
Jackie, thank you. 504 right now. A stunning development in a story we brought to you yesterday morning as part of our Project Home series.
A man kicked out of a homeless shelter is now in custody, accused of killing his father. 28-year-old Christopher Schwenk was arrested Monday in connection with the stabbing death of his father, Troy. The suspect's mother, Tanya, was featured in a Project Home story, saying she and her son were kicked out of a Fremont shelter due to her son's mental health outburst. Investigators say Christopher Schwenk went to his father's Castro Valley home, stabbed his father several times, and left him lying in a pool of blood. Some neighbors say they were afraid of Chris Schwenk, but Troy, the father, was well-liked and friendly.
He'd bring in garbage cans, take them out for you. If he saw you doing something in the yard and you might need help, he'd just stop and help. You'd never have to ask. So he's very kind.
So far, the Alameda County Sheriff's Department has not released a possible motive for the killing on San Miguel Avenue. Chris Schwenk is scheduled to be in court next month.
16 seconds. That's how long the attack on a Southern California high school campus lasted yesterday. When it was over, two students were dead.
We've got an active shooter at Saugus High School. We need all units to respond.
Yesterday morning, six students were found shot in the quad area at Saugus High School. As some of the victims were getting CPR, the school was put on lockdown, but investigators determined that the shooter was among the wounded. Two victims died at the hospital, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy. Investigators believe that the suspect had no known connection to anyone that he shot. The shooter has been identified now as 16-year-old Nathan Burhau. He remains in grave condition at a hospital. Two girls, aged 14 and 15, are doing okay this morning after being treated for gunshot wounds. Investigators are now combing through the suspect's life to figure out exactly what happened. And coming up in our next half hour, we have some details on the heroes who rushed in to help.
Taking a live look at Capitol Hill, in less than an hour, public impeachment hearings against President Trump start up again. Former Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch will testify on dealings with Ukraine. Two Bay Area Congress members will be among those asking questions today. CBS News' Natalie Brand is live on Capitol Hill with more on what we can expect. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Michelle. And from what we've learned, House Democrats are expected today to try to lay out a case that former Ambassador Yovanovitch was inappropriately forced out. She's already told lawmakers that she believes she was the target of a smear campaign led against her by the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and his associates. Now, Democrats will argue that that essentially cleared the way for the president's allies to take over on Ukraine policy and press for politically motivated investigations. House Republicans, meanwhile, are expected to argue that the president had every right to recall her and did nothing wrong. Now, this second public impeachment inquiry hearing comes as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi appeared to raise the stakes and publicly accuse the president of bribery.
The bribe is to grant or withhold military assistance in return for a public statement of a fake investigation into the elections.
Could we be looking at an article of impeachment having to do with the bribery?
We haven't even made a decision to impeach.
Once again, their lies will be exposed, just like the last times. Their sinister plans will fail. They've already failed, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, President Trump, holding a campaign rally in Louisiana last night, also said that the impeachment inquiry has been hard on his family. Michelle?
Well, Natalie, in addition to this morning's public hearing, who else is coming in for testimony?
Big day here on Capitol Hill. In addition to that open hearing, there's a closed session that's scheduled, and that is with the Ukraine embassy staffer who says he overheard a cell phone call between President Trump and EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland in which investigations was mentioned. So he's been asked to come in and testify today behind closed doors, and that's on top of a very busy week next week when there's eight more witnesses scheduled to publicly testify, including the EU ambassador, Gordon Sondland. Michelle?
All right. Natalie Brand on Capitol Hill. Thank you.
5:08 this morning in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Bernie Sanders is set to begin a three-day California campaign swing in Oakland today. The independent senator from Vermont will appear at an event for National Nurses United, which is expected to endorse him. Sanders will also visit Fresno, Los Angeles, and Long Beach.
New this morning, healthcare giant Sutter Health settles out of court after a federal lawsuit accuses the company of bad business practices. Sutter Health agreed to pay more than $30 million. The company is accused of paying off California doctors to get patient referrals. The suit claims thousands of fake healthcare claims to the state and federal government were submitted to profit from government reimbursements. This follows a settlement in an antitrust lawsuit from Javier Becerra just last month.
This morning, we have learned that the state attorneys general investigating Google plan to expand their antitrust probe into the Android business. CNBC now reporting that the investigation has focused on Google's search and digital advertising businesses so far. A record $5 billion fine from EU regulators scrutinized the tech company's requirement of phone and tablet makers to pre-install Google products, putting competing services at a disadvantage.